Misinformation has been an unwelcome sideshow to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's prompted calls for stricter rules about what can be shared on Facebook and what responsibility elected officials have to avoid endorsing unfounded claims. But a study published today has found some misinformation starts at the top, including the publication of dodgy research and poor communication. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Fake news spreads faster and more easily than this virus, and is just as dangerous.
President Trump increasingly defiant about his decision to take the controversial anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine.
I guess I wish I could say I've never seen it before, but sadly, you know, it's actually something we've been talking about and known about for a while.
Dr. Lisa Parker is a public health researcher at the University of Sydney and the lead author of a study published today in the journal BMJ Open Science into misinformation during the COVID-19 pandemic. The study was based on interviews with researchers and science communicators about where they thought misinformation came from.
We tried to kind of group some of the concerns that we were hearing, and one of them was that people were concerned that there was what we called bad science being done. So sloppy science or fraudulent or biased science was getting through. And then we also heard from other people that there were problems in the publishing situation. So the academic publishers were perhaps not being able to be quite as robust as some of the researchers would have liked to see. And then the kind of general media also, people were concerned that there were problems there.
One example was an early claim that COVID-19 was uncannily similar to HIV and that it was unlikely that it evolved naturally, which fueled conspiracy theories about the virus being a Chinese bioweapon. That came from a preprint, which means the paper was available before formal publication. It was widely criticised by the scientific community and retracted by its authors just 3 days later, but by then it was too late. Dr. Will Grant is an associate professor at the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science at ANU.
There is a bias towards the new, the different, the exciting, the man bites dog rather than dog bites man. So that means, particularly in a heightened information environment like the pandemic, where everyone is really hungry for new information and what's going on.
Dr. Grant says the tools to address a lot of misinformation exist already.
Slow down, peer review, and be a little bit sceptical of everything until a lot of evidence is stacked up and it's showing the right sort of story.
Dr. Parker says she'd like to see scientific research more freely available to the public, improved scrutiny of academic papers, and reduced pressure on researchers to measure their success in how much they publish. And again, for people to appreciate that good science can take time.
I think we're learning as a public to appreciate the slowness and the level of uncertainty that will always exist. So I think I do see some hope, but I think we've got a long way to go.
Sydney University's Dr. Lisa Parker, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.